Australia banned social media for kids in December, so the UK and apparently the rest of the world, like Florida, was inspired. And Florida is actually going further because they're proposing two separate bills targeting different parts of the internet. So if you thought all of this stuff was slowing down, we have a lot to talk about.
I am speed.
And the saddest part is this is so clearly just not about kids anymore. This is about building the infrastructure that will verify every single person online and tie all their web traffic to the individual. And it really is sealing our fate with these platforms that have actual problems, but with no reform. Well, now, 60 Labour MPs wrote to the Prime Minister saying they backed a ban, calling on the government to act. To the same stuff we've been hearing about in pretty much every video I'm making at this point. Quote, every day, parents and teachers see how social media shapes children's identities and attention long before they sit their GCSEs, pulling them into isolating endless loops of content, he said. The Association of School and College Leaders also welcomed the consultation on social media, but said the government had been sluggish in responding to the online risks posed to children. This all comes in light of a vote that's happening on Wednesday. The amendment to the Children's Wellbeing in Schools Bill has backing from several prominent figures, such as former children's TV presenter Baroness Benjamin and former education minister Lord Nash. Now, before I give a little bit more commentary on my end, I think it's important to acknowledge that there are a lot of agreements between people, which is that we do need to do more to keep children safe online. And it even says here there was broad agreement. But, and this is where I would overall stand as well, there was still not strong evidence that age-based social media bans were effective. Just yesterday, actually, I posted on our newsletter some coverage that was done, which talked about how the devil's in the implementation details, because it's now been a month since Australia did this, and a lot of kids are just getting around these things, and there's very little actual data that they've put forward to show that this stuff works. Now, a suicide prevention charity even said, quote, though well-intentioned, blanket bans on social media would fail to deliver the improvement in children's safety and well-being that they so urgently need. And that's for many reasons. That's because A, children are going to find a way around them. In fact, in the Australia example I just shared, there's a popular streamer named Jack O'Kill, who actually just migrated to using their parents' managed account still maintain their social media presence. And aside from children just bypassing things altogether, it doesn't actually make the platforms themselves safer if a parent chooses to still let their kid use the platform. It's really not solving any of the root problems, and it's a very surface level way to seem like we're actually doing something for children at the cost of everybody else and having to age verify everyone else and restrict information to everybody else. And I have a lot more to share about that towards the end of the video, so make sure to stick around because there's a lot more commentary I have there. But before I get there, I also want to talk about Florida. So Florida has proposed a couple things. The first one is an App Store Accountability Act, which is under SB 1722, which is presented as a safeguard for children. It would require every app marketplace to identify users by age category, verify that data through commercially available methods, which is unbelievable. We already have a surveillance capitalism problem, but now we need to actually implement it into law. So it's guaranteed we need to use privacy invasive systems to verify people say who they are. To verify people are who they say they are. So if this passes, it would take effect in July 2027 with enforcement beginning the following year. What's quite interesting about this, and this is from reclaimthenet.org, and I love the way they put this, because for much of modern political thought, the relationship between authority and liberty has revolved around who decides what constitutes protection. This bill effectively deputizes big tech app store operators like Apple and Google as arbiters of digital identity, compelling them to verify user ages and manage parental permissions across every platform. So no, we're not trusting parents to protect their children. We're not trusting schools to protect the children. We're not even trusting the government to protect the children. We're just going to have the government require companies who are apparently the problem, right? Apparently, the government is saying big tech is the problem. So we're going to now also entrust big tech to keep children safe from itself. What?
It's over. We are screwed.
So this means that millions of Floridians, right, not just children, but adults as well, could be required to submit identifying details or official documents simply to access or even update your applications. And that's not just for porn. That's not just for social media. That is for your calculator app. Again, this is every app marketplace. Now leave the actual bill that you can read for this in the description as well. What's quite fascinating is their definition of an app store is, app store means any publicly available website, software application, or electronic service that allows an account holder to download an app from a third-party developer onto a mobile device. So that does actually fit F-Droid because it is publicly available. It's a software application and it has a website and it allows downloading from a third-party developer. So that applies to F-Droid. But you might be going, well, there's no accounts on F-Droid, right? That allows an account holder. Well, you don't need an account to use F-Droid, right? Except if you actually go to the definition of account holder, it means any individual associated with a mobile device. So they don't actually mean account holder in a traditional sense, like you create an F-Droid account, which isn't a thing. There are no accounts on F-Droid. You are an account holder by just being a person with a mobile device, period. I'm not a lawyer, so take everything I say with a grain of salt. But on an initial reading of this bill, one could make a very compelling argument that F-Droid actually would not comply with the law and would need to somehow roll out age verification onto their platform, which obviously they're never going to do and is pretty much impossible to do, but it speaks to how dangerous this kind of legislation is. F-Droid is open source, doesn't really have any big tech platforms on it, and is arguably one of the safest places for children. It's community-developed, open-source software, and that is probably where a lot of people should be getting their apps in the first place because it avoids a lot of the root issues that plagues these big tech platforms that now we're also entrusting to protect children. So it's quite ironic that we're trying to protect children by keeping them away from software and now trying to gatekeep software that could actually keep them a lot safer. It's a move from voluntary oversight to systemic authentication, merging the roles of government and corporation in a single mechanism of control. And sadly, this is happening everywhere. This dynamic is not unique to Florida. Across the US and Europe, digital identity verification is emerging as the preferred tool for reconciling safety with access. Yet the accumulation of sensitive data by large platforms magnifies existing concerns about surveillance and misuse. In the name of protecting minors, the law could inadvertently expand the very data collection practices it seeks to regulate. The state seeks to guide, parents to safeguard, and corporations to comply. But as the mechanisms of verification multiply, so too do the constraints on individual autonomy. This is all being put forward as a way to protect children, but really all it's doing is reducing everybody's rights. Now, the club Miami Tech, who is based in Florida, also talks about this, but one of the other bills that's being presented, which is SB 482, what these bills are trying to target is companion chatbot platforms because of all the people who are using these chatbots in a way that puts them in jeopardy. And so they're trying to regulate who can access these things, which include things like Gemini, Claude, etc. The idea is to prohibit a minor from entering into a contract with the platform to become an account holder or from maintaining an existing account unless the parent or guardian provides consent for the minor to become an account holder or maintain an existing account. But of course, you know, it sounds fine at first glance. This does include a ton of the problematic stuff we've already discussed, which includes facial recognition, age verification, ID verification, and many other ways of getting this data, which isn't always privacy respecting to the user. And I think their closing statement is pretty powerful. In the physical world, age verification is harmless. In the digital world, it is the backbone of a surveillance state. And I think the most concerning part now, besides the typical concerns that come along with the age verification that are pretty well established and hopefully I've covered so far in this video, I think it's really important to mention another aspect of this, which people don't discuss too often, which is the privacy-focused casualties from passing things like this. They're obviously thinking about services like ChatGPT, Gemini, Claude, Meta, Grok, etc. But what about DuckAI, Brave, Leo, Kaji, Proton, Lumo? These companies actually respect privacy and their goal is to not expose users and not know who their users are. And they don't really have any systems in place to even collect this in the first place, because I would argue they already do a lot to protect their users. So are they going to withdraw from Florida? Do they have to scale back their features? Do they have to build surveillance infrastructure into their products? People who care about privacy and all of these kinds of things get punished, which isn't right either. Now, here's the part that makes absolutely no sense. And it honestly makes my blood boil. Thinking about it, talking about it, and it just randomly makes me angry throughout the day. There is so much mental gymnastics here because we acknowledge as a society, as politicians, whoever you are, that these platforms, whether they are chatbots from AI companies, big tech platforms, social media platforms, etc., are harmful enough to kids that we need age verification to simply keep children off of them altogether. Character AI chatbots telling teenagers to harm themselves, unacceptable. But the same chatbot telling adults to harm themselves, I guess that's fine. Algorithms designed to create compulsive use of their own platforms in teenagers, ban it for them. But if you're an adult, you're on your own. Feel free to just do whatever you want and have these big tech platforms completely control you, your data, and all the people around you. What's fascinating, too, is that in some ways, adults actually have less rights and less things to fall back on, because a lot of these bills are designed only around children. And so if their data is misused, perhaps they have a lawsuit there. But adults, if they have an issue with any of this, they have to go through the attorney general. So why don't these two people have the same rights? So I would just come forward and say these platforms are harmful, period. Reddit, Facebook, all these social media platforms, some of these AI chatbots and the way they handle data, not just to kids, but to everyone. And instead of us coming together and addressing the fundamental design problems and also the systems in place that are allowing these companies to flourish and steal data from people at their own detriment, we're instead building a massive age verification infrastructure that assumes harm is age dependent. It's not. Creates surveillance systems for everyone, not just minors, gives legal protection to kids but not adults, and it deputizes corporations to enforce government policy. So let's be clear here. There are real harms happening to kids online. Algorithmic manipulation designed for engagement, exposure to harmful content, privacy invasions through data collection, and mental health impacts from compulsive uses. Guess what, though? All four of those things impact adults equally, if not more, because there is now less protections for adults in this day and age. So Henry, you do a lot of complaining. What would actually help? Well, I would say there needs to be algorithmic transparency and regulation around these companies and how they actually implement these systems. This actually just came out yesterday from the EDRI. If you want to see an obvious example here, there was new research that revealed how Snapchat uses notifications to manipulate users. So Snapchat would literally create notifications out of thin air to make it seem like something was happening in the app to get people to just open the app again, because this leads to more engagement with the app, which gives more ad revenue, etc. Literally, check this out. The most notifications appeared in the condition where the researcher did not open the app and did not follow any other accounts. Some of these notifications were misleading because they contained false information, appeared to be personal messages from other users, or incorrectly labeled as time sensitive. Oh, I have a good idea to deal with this problem. Let's age verify Snapchat so this problem of misleading notifications only impacts adults and not children. Facebook does the same crap across their whole suite, whether it's Instagram, WhatsApp, or Facebook. Reddit does stuff like this. Twitter does stuff like this. All these platforms do some shady shit to keep you as engaged as you possibly can. If people actually saw the way these big tech platforms existed and what they do behind the scenes, I think people would be a lot less tolerant of it. It's quite simple. Age bans create a false sense of safety. They make it seem like we're doing something for a problem that is not solved by age verifying the internet. The threats don't disappear, they just migrate, all while thinking that we're doing something heroic and bold and incredible. So, okay, what can we do? I actually think Miami Tech Club did a good job putting together what you can do in the bottom here. You can call your elected representatives in the Florida House and Senate and tell them you oppose the AI age verification bill. So make sure to do this. Again, as always, I'll leave links to all this stuff in a description. Email your elected representatives, share the news with friends, family, and any content creators who you think would cover an issue like this. Follow them on social media, and if you're up to it, set a reminder to call again in the next day. And the next day, the more pressure we can put on representatives, the better. And if you're in the UK, it's quite similar, but there's also a 3-month consultation, which should give people the ability to also respond and leave their concerns directly. But also, of course, contact your MPs about these privacy concerns and share this information with people around you, parents, educators, etc. All this infrastructure being built today will be used tomorrow, not just for age verification, but for whatever comes next. Once you've handed over your ID or biometric data to access basic internet services, what else can be restricted? What else can be monitored? So we need to share this with everyone we know. It's about building surveillance infrastructure that will eventually control us all. If you don't believe me, they're already talking about banning VPNs in the US, and I've already done some coverage for that here on the screen, so go ahead and click that, and I'll see you all next time on TechLore. Make sure to stay subscribed so that we can keep pushing updates to you.